Hi, I'm Austin Grigg.
And I'm Brett Turner.
And this is Nuts and Bolts, a podcast where we talk about our experience running a small tech startup.
Welcome to episode 14 of Nuts and Bolts. It's been quite some time since we were last on the air, I guess. It's probably been about 3 months. How are you doing today, Austin?
Wow, 3 months. I'm doing pretty good. It's been a whirlwind.
It has, yeah. So today's loosely titled episode is Growing Pains. And it basically, we're just going to talk a little bit about what we've been doing over the last 3 months and why we haven't been able to put out an episode. I guess a lot of things have happened since we last were on. I guess we moved into a new office December 1st of 2014, which was last year. I mean, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, it's been forever.
So that was fun. We are have been anticipating growth, I guess, for a while. And a really good deal came open on an office literally one wall over from us. And, it's basically four times the size of our old space, but only twice as much cost wise. So that's a great deal, right? I mean, we had to take it basically. We were forced to. Yeah,
exactly.
In sort of anticipation of growth, we figured that we might as well get that awesome space. I mean, it's a definitely a cool space and has kind of a garage feel to it, which that could be taken probably many different ways depending on where you work. But
it's kind of a loft, style garage. I mean, we've got a pretty cool looking garage door on one side.
We do.
So we actually can open up a garage door, and then we've got some old windows that open up. Kind of, how would you call that?
I always think of it like a suicide door on an old Rolls Royce or something, but definitely cool. I mean, it's going to be fun. We've only been in about a month now, but are finally getting some furniture and it's kind of tough going from as small of a space as we were into now we have to actually fill up the new space. But anyways, that's some of the stuff we've been up to. And, we now actually have five contract workers working for us, which I'm not sure how many we had at the last episode. Maybe just one.
Maybe so. Yeah, it's things have just kind of really taken off. We've been just trying to keep up, you know. And I think our goal really is to create bring some team members in, and we've been trying to work on that, I guess, for almost as long as that time, right? About 2-3 months, we started really seriously looking for somebody. I think we talked a little bit about that, one of the past episodes. But it's definitely been pretty challenging. And I think it's just partly going to be a slow process. I feel like I've been learning a lot. And I've kind of gone back and forth from like just being desperate and wanting somebody to reminding ourselves like, hey, no, we want to really wait and find the right person.
Yeah. It's definitely been, challenging. I think part of that's the location. You know, we're close to Atlanta, but we are 45 minutes north of the city or 30 miles north of the city, whatever we are. And, I think a lot of the talent is down in Atlanta. We've had a recruiter that's helping us look, and, you know, that's really been, valuable in finding good potential candidates and everything. But I think it's somebody's going to have to be looking for this particular type of environment, you know, sort of a startup that's, not necessarily down in the city. And I would imagine somebody who lives fairly close by that has a short commute and, you know, doesn't want to drive down to Atlanta and spend an hour and a half in traffic every day. And, we've definitely interviewed some great people and gotten to know some good people through that. So
yeah,
some people that could potentially, you know, if they're not the first hire, it could be, you know, the second or third potentially. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely kind of fun in the sense that I feel like gotten to network with some people and even actually found some contract people through looking for full-time people. You know, the full-time deal didn't necessarily work out, but we were able to find some people to do some contract work for us, kind of help us out in the interim. So, I think the biggest thing is it just feels like, I guess we're kind of feeling our way through it. We started out doing some posting some job boards mm-hmm. and didn't really have much success from that, really.
Yeah.
We had a couple, mostly it was people who were overseas or weren't really have the qualifications we were looking for. And some people say you get inundated from job boards. We didn't get really overwhelmed, and we got really just a handful.
Most of the stuff we got was just, it seemed very spam-ish.
Right.
It was not worth the money. I mean, it's obviously less expensive to do those, but I would say the money wasn't worth it necessarily.
Right. So. And we talked about doing some different ones. Like, I mean, I'm sure different boards are going to have different types of people in there. You know, we looked at maybe doing GitHub jobs. I think that would probably be my next one we'd try if we did want to do that. Mm-hmm. Part of it's just really time consuming. So, you know, connecting with this company in Atlanta, trying to help us find somebody, I think has been good just because we haven't been able to, having to do as much. They're kind of pre-vetting them, right? I mean, they're bringing them into the office and checking them out and sending us the resume. So before we even talk to them, we kind of know that they've kind of meet some basic criteria, which that's helpful.
Yeah, that definitely helps. And then, yeah, as far as interviews go, it's been kind of interesting because we've never interviewed anyone before. So yeah. We're kind of, I'm sure the people we're interviewing are probably like, okay, well, is that the interview or what is this? So that's been just kind of a funny experience too. I mean, and I think just the way we are, you know, we're more laid back and are more relational, I guess. So,
right.
You know, most of what we're trying to do at the outset is really just, you know, getting to know people, and everyone we've talked to has been great. You know, some people just live far away you know, have other jobs they're currently at that they are staying at. So, but yeah, I mean, it's everyone we've talked to so far has been great.
Yeah, I guess it's funny because we kind of walk away from the interview like, did we do that right? You know?
Yeah.
And at the same time, like, I kind of like the fact that we're just going to kind of be ourselves. I do think that's been good.
Yeah.
Because I think if somebody's going to join on, they're going to join on because they connect with us and our vision and our passion.
That's true.
So I like that because when they come in to work for us, they're not going to be, we're not going to go from casual to suit and tie or suit and tie. If we did an interview style, very formal, very structured, that's not how the job's going to be. So I don't know. I think that it is good to ask some questions, maybe to have some questions lined up. You had thought of a couple of good ones.
Yeah, I think I tend more to like the, what's your typical work environment? Like what's your ideal work environment? Not necessarily like, you know, technical qualifications, but I mean, I've even asked people like, what kind of music do you listen to? What's your, I mean, I'm sure it's almost like first date questions. It's like going on a blind date with someone like, boy, that weather out there was great today. What do you like in weather? It's like, okay. But I think that, you know, judging people's responses based on how, you know, they can just handle everyday conversation is more important than, you know, talking about code and that sort of thing. And in some instances, as far as, you know, looking at it from the aspect of, okay, I'm going to spend at least 8 hours a day with this person every single day. That's pretty important. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the technical stuff, you kind of have to get out of the way, but, if you don't connect with that person personally, I think that's almost the harder fit. I think there's a lot of people that do coding or do .NET development or do whatever it is. But it's finding that person that's going to have the right fit. And I think some of the things we've been really looking for, someone that has a lot of, that has the energy, to really want to, go after their work and get stuff done really well. And someone who's kind of teaching themselves, growing, that's one of the big things we've been looking for is, somebody's not just kind of clocking in and clocking out. They, are interested in learning and growing. They want to say, see what new technologies are out, see how people are doing things, being involved in the community.
Yeah.
So I think that's something that's been good. We've been looking for.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fun. I mean, I think it, like you said, it'd probably take time. You know, who knows, maybe the next person we interview, maybe the person that, you know, we hire, but you know, I think if it ends up taking 3 or 4 or 5 months, I mean, I think that would be okay. You know, we don't want to do the contract route forever, but if we have to do it for a little while longer, it'll be all right.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that was an important decision to come to because it was saying we're going to wait for the right person.
Yeah.
I've been reading this book, Good to Great, pretty classic kind of business book, and talking about like the key elements to successful businesses. And one of the big ones they talk about is not just having like that your important asset is not just people, it's the right people, you know? And so, if you have the wrong people on the bus, it can just totally derail you, you know, that the most successful companies, most successful organizations, they find the right people and they get them in the right place. And sometimes even they pull their stories about pulling people from, they didn't necessarily even have the technical qualifications or the skills that you would kind of outline for that position, but they knew those people were people who could get stuff done and who were passionate and were team players. And so they figured it out, you know, so it was about finding really a lot of that personality fit and drive.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. It's funny. I go to some like company websites of some of the bigger tech companies or like some of the bigger startups that are a little more well known. I feel like you go to like their people page and like every person you hover over, it pops up like their list of where they worked and like the things they did. Like, dang, like how do they find this many awesome people. And I think it's just, you know, not hiring every single person that comes through the door. It's really waiting on the right person. So, you know, we're still talking around the people that we've interviewed and aren't, you know, they haven't really made many decisions yet on anyone. So we're still kind of keeping options open. So it's fun.
Yeah. If you're listening to this and you are a .NET developer and you want to come work with us and do awesome stuff and
play, we'll even let you talk on the podcast.
That's true. We'll have to get a third mic and it'll be perfect.
That's true.
Get in touch. Jobs@kalencreative.com.
There you go. I guess on another note, we're kind of jumping around a little bit this episode just to catch up, but I think, was it the last episode where we talked about releasing Upkeep?
It was one of the last couple.
Yeah. Anyways, if you're just now listening, but, we released an app, when was that? October-ish, September-ish. And weren't really overwhelmed with the response we got. But then the last week, we were featured somehow on producthunt.com and made it to, I think, number 2 for the day on that.
And it was pretty cool.
Yeah. People were commenting and, people seemed to have generally positive feedback and, our downloads, I think we got like 1,000 downloads in like 2 days or.
Yeah. We went from, I think we were doing about 20 downloads a day. This is a free app.
Yeah.
20 downloads a day of the free version. It's got an in-app purchase. I think we had over 500 the first day and then,
just under maybe? Five, I think. I think it was like 600 the first day or maybe something like that.
But it's 400 or 500 the next day.
Yeah.
So it was pretty cool.
It's kind of leveled out to 80 to 100, I think now, but this, I mean, still 4 times what it was, you know, it's funny how that stuff randomly happens. Cause I have no idea. I don't look at Product Hunt much I know I'd seen it before that, but I don't even know how stuff gets posted on there or who posts. It's like, okay, cool. That's on there.
Yeah. The site's really well done. I think I'd heard of it, but I hadn't spent a lot of time on it. And so I went in and kind of checked it out and started talking with people on there. It was definitely cool. A guy, a blogger actually picked us up, from that, No Techie, wrote on the No Techie blog. And featured it. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So it's just funny. It kind of snowballs. Like
you
get a little bit of a push.
You know,
it kind of carries over a little bit.
Yeah, it's funny. We played around with some of the pricing stuff too, based on that. True. And that hasn't really. It's funny because the downloads have gone up, but the amount of revenue coming in hasn't really changed much. Nope. So I don't know what that says, but maybe we need to get into a different business. But I think that's definitely what it says, actually.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what we've talked about before. I mean, it seems so hard nowadays to make a living. I mean, to make a living off of apps. I definitely think there are companies who are doing it, but you're either making a hit or there's a few companies that are trying to actually create more like business applications or applications that are just used. They're not just, you know, this is our apps, you know, we think a really nicely designed functional app that helps save you time. But at the end of the day, it's kind of a task app. It's a something simple and people just aren't willing to pay, you know, even a couple bucks sometimes. So I think we're definitely thinking about as we think about products in the future, we're definitely thinking about how can we make something, I think, more of a service. Maybe there's apps involved, but there's a service that maybe has that recurring revenue for sure.
Yeah. I guess that's part of, you know, what we've been doing over the last couple of months is just talking through, you know, different product type ideas that, you know, like a service, you know, a software service, and that's something that we've kind of geared heavily more. And I think bringing in another employee would help, one, to give us some space to be able to do that. And then two, you know, have their ideas thrown on the table as well. It's always good to get another brain in and, different ideas to help kind of stimulate those product ideas. So,
yeah, for sure. And you know, what's interesting, I think too, is as we've been thinking about bringing somebody on and hiring someone, it's really made me think about the direction of the company, you know, and what are we doing here? It's so easy to get caught up, especially when we have so much to do and just getting stuff done and the grind and, you know, but you bring somebody in and it's like, you know, you start to think about why would someone want to work here, you know? And you want to, if you're thinking about, you know, inviting someone or putting up a job posting, it's like, you gotta do something compelling. You gotta say, you know, why would you want to be here? Particularly in our industry, there's, you know, most jobs have about five jobs to every person out there. So most people already have a job. You're really looking at most likely convincing someone to leave something they're already doing, or a contract role or something like that, to come on full time. And so you kind of do have to have a compelling reason. It's not just like, hey, we're giving you a job. They're kind of like, oh, that's great. I can get five other ones, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That's been really a helpful process, because I think, it's really helped us think about, you know, what are we doing, you know? And at the end of the day, we want to build a company that is really here to help move people forward, help move businesses forward, help create a great environment for people to grow and develop. You know, and then as we sat down, we actually spent some time kind of after the first of the year and had kind of a planning meeting for this year. And that was awesome, just to think about, what did we enjoy last year? What did we enjoy? Or what did we not enjoy? And I think that was kind of illuminating to see the things that we really enjoyed, where we really came in and were able to help clients really take something from the ground up, mm-hmm. build something from the ground up, and do something that really impacted people at the end of the day. And so I think that was really good. That kind of cued us into, hey, something we want to focus on this year is putting our energy and time into things that that make a difference for people at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I feel like, you know, we say that a lot, and a lot of companies say that, you know, and there, I think there's a reason. I mean, a lot of times that sounds cheesy, but I mean, there is a reason that, you know, that you just get a different satisfaction out of, you know, being able to help, help people. And of course, at the end of the day, it's all about us anyways, right? I mean, it's all about how we make ourselves feel anyway. So, but it really is something to that. And I, another thing, you mentioning that kind of planning meeting, we really only do that. Well, that's, I guess maybe the second time we've done that, because we did it once after, we started in 2013 and then did it once at the beginning of 2014. And I think we stuck pretty well to what our plan was, in 2014, you know, trying to, grow the business, which we did. And now we're at a point in, where 2050 is like, okay, we've grown the work that we have. How do we grow the actual team now to sustain that work? So, I think one of our big, overarching kind of themes that came out of that was the word focus.
Yeah, definitely.
And that was being able to focus our time, that we have available on working, and then being able to focus the work that we do on the things that we really enjoy doing. So, that's going to be one of those things we kind of have to hold ourselves to as we move throughout the year, and focusing on the right things for our business. And that's always tough, I think, just because when opportunities come through the door, it's very hard to say no to them. So
it'll be one of those
tests.
That's the hardest thing, is the saying no. You know, it's, I think in 2014, I kind of think of it as a year of opportunities. I feel like we really, kind of the idea of sowing and reaping. I think we sowed a lot of, work and sowed a lot of opportunities, for different businesses. We launched Upkeep. You know, we said we'd wanted to launch a product. We did that. You know, but coming to the end of the year, I think we felt spread a little bit thin. So mm-hmm. I think 2015, coming back and kind of having focus, I think we've kind of gone broad, and now we kind of need to narrow it to really come to really think about how can we get the things done that we've committed to, and then how can we drive the business towards creating a product that's going to help us be sustainable and bring somebody in. But that definitely excites me.
For sure.
I don't know. How do we deal with, I think the thing that I struggle with is, how do we deal with just sometimes when it's overwhelming, when mm-hmm. it just seems like there's so much to get done?
That's sort of it's weird that it's almost like a paralyzing type thing sometimes, you know, where
it can be, definitely.
There's just so much to do that you don't know what to go after first. So it's like, okay, I'm just not going to go after any of it. But I mean, obviously that's not the case. We have to move forward on something, but I think the hard part of that is just figuring out what to move forward and how to tackle each thing and the best way. Cause project, the big thing with that is project scopes always change and needs change.
Moving.
And every week someone needs something a little bit different than what you had initially planned. So
yeah. You know, or a site goes changing. Down or
right.
Somebody calls up and needs something changed on their site. It's, I don't know really how you get around that. I guess we've tried to put some practical things in place for this coming year. Which I think you're going to help. I think I've already seen a little bit of a difference. I think one of the things we talked about doing was trying to kind of create space in the mornings. I was bad about just kind of whenever a client called up or shot an email about, you know, doing a meeting, I'd just schedule it for the next day or the next morning, or they'd be sprinkled through the day. And I've been trying to make a real concerted effort to try to put them in the afternoons. So meetings, calls, that sort of thing in the afternoons. And I've found that I've been getting more done having those dedicated block of time. So not working for 30 minutes here and then having to stop to work on something else and prepare for a meeting and then getting off and having lunch. And so I'm hoping that's going to help trying to create that environment, that space where we can kind of get your head down and get stuff done.
Yeah. Along the same lines, I've been trying to come in earlier, like, you know, 7:30-ish, and which isn't, you know, that early for some people, but the goal is actually to come in earlier and leave earlier, but now I'm just coming in earlier, leaving around the same time, but working on that part of it. But that space in the morning before other people really start working and emailing and stuff. And I've tried to keep, when I come in, I quit my email client and I try not to open it up until like 9:30 or 10. I know some people probably that are emailing me probably wouldn't like to know that necessarily, but I'm not going to get anything done if I don't. So,
yeah.
And that's been really productive. Just the first, I'm typically not a morning person or do good work in the morning necessarily, but you know, picking a couple things that I feel like I can tackle early on in the day, and that gets the kind of the day rolling on a good foot too, which is nice.
Yeah. I've kind of been going back to, I think we mentioned on a previous episode, the storyline productivity schedule. Yeah. And it's basically just a sheet of paper that lets you put in, you know, appointments for the day, to-dos, but then it's got the section on the left, and kind of the concept is that you really only have mental capacity for like kind of three big things in a day. And that your mental capacity as the day goes on goes down. And man, I've seen that especially like as the day goes on, I just have less ability to really engage and get stuff done, like hard coding problems. I would imagine design stuff, it would be harder to be creative if you're just mentally spent.
Yeah.
You know,
and so, my mental capacity is not that much to start with anyways. that's there. They didn't take that into consideration when they created that, fortunately. But yeah, definitely that's the case for sure.
So that's been good to just pick out those. And like you said, usually there's always a ton to do. I mean, I think regardless of what business you're in, you know, unless you're just having a hard time finding new business, most of the time there's just more things to get done in the day than you have time for. So putting it in that way has helped me to really say, okay, I know what my big two things are today. And if I can, you know, not even, I like to on there, it doesn't have like a checkbox next to the big things. It has amount of time. So, you know, I feel really good if I get, you know, a couple of hours on each one or an hour, even just a solid hour. That feels like I've really moved the ball forward. Whereas before I was like writing a little to-do list, and I feel like if I didn't check off that, I'd get to the end of the day and I'd have like two items checked off out of six. You know what I mean? But doing it this way, it feels like
a failure.
Yeah. I mean, you feel like you haven't made any progress, but at least this way it's like, okay, I did 2 hours of work on that. You know, I wasn't able to necessarily complete that project, but I know that, you know, especially the kind of work we do there, most of the stuff, you know, sometimes on your list isn't like something that you can get done in a day. I mean, it's a month long project or it's a week long project or whatever. And you obviously break it down into smaller tasks, but
for sure.
Definitely helps.
Indeed. Indeed. Yeah. I think it'll be interesting as we kind of move forward, you know, over the next few months, especially, I feel like we have a lot coming up that we need to wrap up. It's got like a February timeframe. So, you know, we're trying to create that space. And I think that'll start happening more towards the end of like February, where we can really, you know, kind of start working on the business more. Now it's kind of let's get these projects wrapped up that we have committed to. And then we can, you know, obviously we'll continue to have work on those, but it'll be more focused on the business and what we can do product wise and that sort of thing, which is going to be exciting. And we'll hopefully be recording more of these as time allows too. So that's the goal, at least.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Cool. Well, be sure to check out Misfit Radio. We're still on that network, I think, if they'll have us.
I think they've let us stay on there, so thankfully they've been gracious.
They have, yeah. So check us out there. I think we have some new shows since we've last put ours out as well. So
new website.
New website
went up. So definitely check it out, misfitrad.io. You can check out our app Upkeep that we talked about at upkeepapp.me.
Yep.
If you are a .NET developer or know one, and would love to work in lovely downtown Canton, Georgia, it actually is a cool city.
It is.
Really is. It's actually, we're having a lot of fun living here, and We're sitting on our new swanky couches, and
that's right.
In our office, got a ping pong table. So
that's right.
What else more do you need?
I'm pretty sure you don't. I might just move in here full time.
I sleep here at night.
Already. Okay. Well, that may make things a little awkward, but whatever. That's fine. No worries. Cool. No,
we don't sleep here. You can come and you can sleep at your house.
Yes. Awesome. Cool. Well, yeah, I guess we'll hopefully talk again in a couple of weeks, and hopefully have some more exciting things to talk about. So
cool. Thanks for listening in.